Hi, this is Barry Fitzgerald from Ghost Hunters International, and you're listening to Para Investigators Radio.
PIR Radio is mainly an opinion paranormal talk show. All opinions, comments, or statement of facts expressed by PIR Radio's guests are strictly their own and do not represent or to be endorsed by PIR Radio, ASPRN, Paranormal Radio Network, and their affiliates or sponsors.
Welcome to PIR Radio. PIR Radio is sponsored by the Peach State Paranormal Society and www.hauntedtube.com. Let's now go get your paranormal radio experience with your hosts, Kurt Smith and Bill Horton.
Alrighty, 6 months now. We've been on break, but you know what? We're back. It's PIR Radio, and we're going to be bigger, better, and stronger. You're going to get a paranormal radio experience you'll never forget. I promise you that. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on and changes, so before we get to discussing the new format and the layout of PIR Radio, I got to bring in my host from It's Always, this week it's rainy, snowy, and sleeting in Philadelphia, Bill Horton. How's it going, Bill?
Going awesome, Kurt. If I could just knock this cold off, I think it's all the snow that we had in the last day. And the rain that's coming tomorrow. I think it, you know what, to be honest, I think that rain is going to be another sick day, because why should I walk around in the rain all day?
True. I mean, it's been unpleasantly warm here in Chicago. We got our first, you know, decent snowstorm about a week ago, and, you know, it's been cold ever since. We got some snow, you know, this past Friday we got about 6 inches of snow, so it's been crazy weather here, and
I know, but tomorrow is going to be like 50, 55 in rain, so it's going to wash all our snow away, too. So I don't know if you're having that same weather tomorrow.
We're going to get, you know, we're going to be like, I believe the last time I checked in the 40s.
Wow. Well, we're going to, everything's going to melt and get washed away tomorrow. So hopefully that for you, too, because, you know, driving that bus in that icy streets isn't no fun, right?
Not at all. I mean, my route has consists of 4 runs in the evening, and when it snows, it gets cut down to 3, which is, you know, that way you're not rushing. You don't want to get into an accident or anything.
No, I agree. Well,
we got a lot of stuff to get caught up on. I know we haven't been on the air. I know on the air for so long. It's been
you said 6 months. I thought, wow, has it been 6 months? What the hell happened? Where did we go?
I know we were only supposed to take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, it's not like you had a baby or anything.
True. I mean, I had my daughter almost 2 years ago. February 26th, she'll be 2 years old.
Jeez, that seems like yesterday, too.
I know. It's just like, wow, she's growing up. I mean, she's starting to talk. I mean, she's sleeping in a big girl bed now, so it's just amazing to watch them grow up.
Amazing. That is amazing. That's good stuff.
But, you know, we haven't been on for 6 months, so we have to get your paranormal update for the last 6 months. So what?
We've had a bunch of investigations, some small ones, not nothing major that I can note. But interestingly enough, I think the last 3 or 4 investigations that were actually scheduled had gotten canceled for, you know, more on the homeowner. Well, Laura Liam was sick one night. We were supposed to go out to dinner at this haunted place. That's not really an investigation, but, and then Liam was sick, so we never made it out then. But the last one, the lady had actually wrote this huge thing, her daughter seeing, talking to boys, two-headed monsters, and just crazy stuff, like a soccer ball was in the toy box downstairs, and then it ended up in her bedroom in the middle of the night, and she knows it was in this closed toy box, like it was, you know, the lid was shut. And she went on to say stuff like 6 people, a lot of bad things have happened to her, and, you know, and strange things have happened to her. And she went on to say that, you know, 6 people had passed, and not that has anything to do with the haunting, but she felt that something was evil or bad. So, ironically, then we were going to go there, last Friday, and ironically Thursday, she emailed me and said that her mother had passed the night before on Wednesday, that we would not be able to come on Friday. So I just wrote her my condolences. And she, you know, just thought, wow, maybe she was not just talking. Maybe there was some reality to this, because I thought it was really strange that we were scheduled to come, they had this disruption in their life. So That's pretty creepy, right?
Very creepy.
Yeah. So we never made no other contacts with her. Yeah, and it slowed down kind of. There's another one we've been trying to get to way out far, you know, down south there, almost near Maryland, but we haven't been able to get to that. So it's been pretty quiet.
It's been slow on my end too.
Yeah, you need to find a better group, man.
I haven't even found a group yet. I've been talking to one group, and they seem like they're very, you know, well organized, and you know, they do a lot of things. They do a lot of stuff, you know, fundraisers for cancer and all that. So and their name is the Chips. I don't know if you've heard of them or not. There's a group out of Chicago, Illinois, and there's a group out of Champaign, Illinois.
Wow. Well, outside of that, I mean, you know, there's another big happening that's happening in the city or near the city, not quite as far south as Maryland, but just as well. You know, my boy M. Night's going to start shooting his movie soon.
Ah, what new movie is he shooting?
It's called, I just posted it on Facebook. It's called After Earth or something with Will Smith and Jaden Smith.
Are you going to be working on the movie?
I put my name in the hat, but, you know, I just don't have that vibe because nobody's gotten back to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to be, you know, cut from the list, but that's okay. You know, I'd like to be.
Come on, M. Night, you got to pick Bill.
I know. But there was a neat, somebody blogged his some pictures or something. I get the title. Here it comes. After Earth. So it's basically this kid, I think, survives after Earth and you know, 1,000 years after Earth. So it's like, who knows? That might happen after 2012. That's another big date that we got to keep pushing, right? December 12th. December 21st, 2012.
So that's when the movie comes out?
No, that's the Mayan calendar. That's another date we got to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's something we could spend a whole show on and talk about, that we're coming up, you know, in about 11 months.
Yeah. No, we can keep building up to that disastrous thing, which kind of brings me to my...
Maybe we can have a live show when over midnight.
That'd be fun. Yeah. What day does that fall? I wonder what day it is. Man, we got to mark that on. We just have bells going off.
Bill, usually... And you know what? It's a Friday.
It is a Friday. Oh, my God. What a better way to party your ass off and see yourself through the next... I don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Well, who knows?
But, hey, let's talk about PIR radio and the changes we're going to go on.
It's great.
I know we haven't been on air, you know, and, you know... For the first 2.5 years when we did shows, we lined up guests and you know, did the hour long interview, and I'm sure a lot of the questions got repetitive over and over and over. And granted, we had a blast with all the guests that we have out there, and we're still going to have guests on PIR Radio. It's just that we're not going to do that hour long interview. What we're going to do is, you know, keep it, you know, brief and to the point. If they have a book coming out, we're going to, you know, promote the book and just go over some main topics about the book. If they're a group, just introduce the group to everyone out there and just ask some basic questions. And the interviews will last between 15 to 30 minutes, somewhere around there. It just depends on the feel of the show. But you know, we still want to have guests out there, definitely. We want to be more towards, you know, listener interactive. We want to get, you know, we want to build up our live listener. If you're listening to the podcast, which the podcast probably will be posted tomorrow, if you're a podcast listener, we'd love to have you come in and listen live to the show. That way we can get you guys to interact into the show. And we're going to, you know, we just don't want to be paranormal, you know, ghost, UFO. We'll open it up to anything. If you want to talk sports, we'll talk sports. We'll do the best we can. I'm open to learn anything. You know, I know a lot about sports. If you want to talk about church and religion, bring it on. If you want to talk about history, I'm a history buff, so I love history. I don't know. It could be anything, anything and everything. We're going to open it up to topics too. That way we can broaden our horizons.
Yeah, and I think politics is pretty hot on the topic, you know. So I'm sure people would want to just, you know, maybe vent or talk about some of the issues that they see on TV right now.
Absolutely, you know politics. You know, we have the presidential election coming up. There's the many challenges to the healthcare law. The big thing lately though was that SOPA and PIPA,
Man,
Stop Online Piracy Act. That was huge. I mean, I think every other post on my Facebook page was something about that SOPA.
Yeah, I think, and it actually worked. It's amazing. I think, you know, not that I protest or anything, but, you know, I would. But I think, I actually think these sit-ins, what's it called, you know, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Philadelphia, and, you know, across the nation, I think, although they kind of simmered down a little bit, that's an interesting subject because I think that stirred something in people to say that, yeah, you know, I can do something or I can protest or I can voice my opinion without fear of being, you know, arrested.
Did you see what WikiLeaks did too on the, I can't remember exactly what day is, but they went black. If you logged on to WikiLeaks, to their website, you know, it first popped up and then about 10 seconds later, a different screen popped up, and it gave you to put your zip code in, and it said to contact your congressman.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Yeah, I know, and Craigslist went black or had a black screen page up, too.
Google had a black bar or something like that across their name. So there was a lot of – I don't know much about it. I didn't read much into it. I don't know exactly what the bill entailed or what it did.
Well, I tell you, Kurt, I didn't read a lot of it either, but some of the things that I did read, one of the things were that they would get the right to shut down any website at their will so they could basically take you offline by changing the DNS. And it could be just a simple matter of considered piracy if just having a link on your website to another website. So – basically, if you put a YouTube video link on your website and it wasn't your content, they could say that you're violating somebody's copyright and take your site off the.
So it was going to be that. Well, I know that's strict. I can't believe that though.
It was just, it wasn't that strict. It was just that the language was too broad, and they could do these. Not that they were intending to, but you know, like any good mm-hmm. thing. If you don't have a watchdog to watch over something, it could turn disastrous.
I do know that it was, I believe it was Lamar Smith who was the author of the bill, and he's a representative out of Texas. And if I'm reading right too, you know, I'm a Facebook junkie. There's another bill that he co-wrote that it's something that's going to backdoor something like this. I don't know exactly what. I'd have to, I'll do some more research into it, and we'll, there's another bill. I can't remember. It wasn't the NDAA. That was a big hubbub too about detaining, you know, American citizens without trial and all that. But there's another backdoor thing, I believe, that they're writing legislation. So that's why they're pulling out of the SOPA and PIPA. But there's another one I thought I saw on Facebook. So I'll do some research on that, and I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Well, it's definitely times of change, and you know, I do believe that there needs to be watchdogs because, you know, things are rampant out there.
I mean, I know you have the SEC and the FCC, so, you know, if they can't handle the job, you know, one nice thing would be to hire more Americans to help out. You know, I know the unemployment rate is kind of high, but if, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people in the technology, information technology world that would, you know, love to, you know, if they have a job or whatever, if they're lagging behind in what they're supposed to be doing, you know, hire some more people.
Yeah, I agree. No, that they could create jobs from stuff like this and technology jobs and even harder jobs because, you know, who knows, maybe they're always talking about that high-speed internet, you know, but I don't see anything happening with that, but at least not in my neighborhood.
I mean, so. I wish the internet could be faster than what we have now.
Yeah, you know,
it's just that these companies don't want to, you know, they don't want to open up the pipelines for us.
Well, speaking of faster, you know, I had to switch. That was another, you know, between my mixer going out and, you know, some other computer issues, I actually switched from Verizon to the devil. I went to Comcast. I have no other choice. I was, you know, 1.5 megabits per second download. which is kind of slow.
That is slow. I mean, you can't even play games or download, you know, play games or, you know, if you watch movies via Netflix or Hulu or whatever.
Oh, I know. Netflix was always pausing. Anyway, so I went to Comcast, and then after logging on their site, I realized they actually have a 250 gigabyte cap. So I thought, well, that's kind of weird. You know, so I don't think I'll hit that cap, but I do watch a lot of Netflix and YouTube. But as I read more, that they don't actually cut you off at 250 gigabytes. They slow you down or monitor you or send you a letter. But people that are consistent violators in the 700 gigabyte range actually get a letter from Comcast and get booted for a 12-month suspension from them for abuse. And I thought, well, that's kind of screwed up.
Is that just for like a residential? I mean, is it different for businesses though?
Exactly. Businesses don't have that monitoring or cap, which I don't understand. You know, I mean, yeah, I can understand 700 gigabytes is something's gone wrong, but who are they to care and why, you know?
I mean, I don't think they're losing any money on that, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, but if enough people, you know, because, you know, the other object is to say, well, you know, everybody should turn on something that keeps downloading every month till everybody reaches that peak, and then they can boot everybody, you know? I mean, that's just bad business. I don't understand it, but, you know.
Yeah, I had trouble with Comcast. Remember when I first moved out here to Illinois, we were, you know, every time we would try to do a show, the internet would go out or the Skype wouldn't work, so I don't know, but, you know, end of February, we're moving into a house, so, but we're not getting Comcast, though, so I think we're going to go back to DSL. We'll go to the high-level DSL, which we never had a problem in Georgia when we had DSL through AT&T.
Oh, yeah, right.
I never had a single issue when I broadcasted a show or the internet. If it went out, you know, I got on the phone and their tech support got it up back and running within 10 to 15 minutes. So, but with Comcast, there would be 3 and 4 days where we go without internet. I mean, 3 and 4 days we would go without TV and try to get. And then when the internet comes up, what was funny is I'd go on their, you know, you can go onto their chat site, you know, their website and chat with someone.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I'd try to explain to them, and they would go, well, we just ran a line test, and your line's working fine. I go, no duh, because I'm on the internet, I'm on the line with you right now. But there's something seriously wrong with it. And
well, I really hate the fact that, you know, a lot of the, and this goes back to jobs, I'm sorry to get political again, but that, you know, when you call these numbers, it actually is somebody in India or somewhere else, and it's like, well, you have to practically yell at them, you know, because it escalates. Like, I had trouble with the bill, and they were charging me for a rental, and I bought a modem for this Comcast, because I said, well, $7 a month, if I have them for 2 years, then they're, you know, I'm going to pay them an extra $100.
So mm-hmm. I said, just get the, yeah, that's what everyone says, is if you get the cable, just buy the modem. I mean, you're going to save money on rental.
Right, and why do that? So, and so, telling this guy, and so to move up to the next level of tech support, you know, I had to keep being like, no, it's not right, and no, it's not right. And, you know, and finally, you know, I'm getting frustrated and yelling at this guy because he's told just to.
They have a script they have to follow. They have flashcards, and they have to follow them exactly.
But I wish they would bring them jobs back to the U.S. I mean, that's
call center jobs. Yes, definitely. I mean, it's something. We need to do something here. I mean, I would like to see them. I mean, because, you know, sometimes you try to speak to them and they're like, could you repeat that? And you don't want to keep repeating yourself 3 and 4 times.
Right, exactly. I know you got a southern drawl there, so that could be the issue.
I have a southern drawl. Yes! It's the 7 years living in Georgia.
George, that's all? That's all your 7 years?
It was just almost 6 years.
Wow. It's amazing. Well, Kurt, I tell you, it's been a long time since
I know, it's been great. This is great, you know. I miss this so much. And, you know, I know our podcast listeners are going to be fun, but you know what? You have to join us live in the chat room. This show is going to be geared more towards the listeners. You know, we want to interact with them. We'll definitely take your question. You can ask us anything. If we're discussing a topic and you have a question, feel free to type it in the chat room. Or even, you know, we'll even let you Skype in. You have to Skype in. Unfortunately, times have hit us, you know, tough, so we don't have the subscription to have the call-in number. So if you have Skype, you can Skype in. We'd love to have you. But we do have a new Skype name. So If you want to Skype in anytime during the show, it's PIR Radio, just PIR Radio. And you, excuse me, a little bit of cough going on, but we'd love to hear anyone, you know, if you have a question or, you know, if you have a story you want to tell, we'll bring you on. But, you know.
Yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, not to, and the guest thing is, you know, it's, guests can contact us that week, that day, and or even just, you know, just before the show, or even, you know, call in just as a guest. We're open to all that.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, like I said, though, we'll limit the interview between, it could be as short as 15 minutes, but the longest we'll go with an interview is 30 minutes, unless it's something pre-arranged, because, you know, we want to talk and give our opinions, you know, and we have topics that we'd like to bring up and discuss, too, so... I think everyone's going to like the new format.
Yeah, it'll move forward, and it'll be fun, and, you know.
But, you know, on that note, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. How's that sound, Bill?
Sounds great.
Alrighty, folks, you're listening to the new PIR Radio live on the Paranormal Radio Online Network with Kurt and Bill. We'll be right back.
PIR Radio will be right back after these messages.
Radio show host, your podcast not getting enough hits, and you want more? There is a brand new solution for you. A free podcast directory for your paranormal listening needs. Visit Parapods at www.parapods.com. That's www.parapods.com.
And now, back to your regularly scheduled program on PIR Radio.
We're back! Yes, I'm excited about it too. That was a quick break. Parapods, that's one of Bill's little projects that he has going on, but it's a great website. If you like listening to all these live shows and you can't catch a live show, we have a ton of selections that Bill has on there for your listening, you know, whatever you want to listen to. And if you're a show out there and you're interested, check it out. It's parapods.com. We'd love, you know, Bill would love to have you bring your show on there. The more, the better. Just like with Pro, right, Bill?
Awesome. Yeah, bring your show there. Bring your show on Pro. We're looking for new shows. We're looking to push it off. Get things out there. We did have a new show. We had Beyond Normal coming in on Sundays, but there's some technical problems with them, so we got to take them off the site. But, you know, outside of that, yeah, we're looking for all that good stuff. And
and Bill, you're open to any topic, correct? As you know, any as long as the slot's open for that time slot. I mean, I think Bill's open to any topic out there, any subject or any type. You know,
talking about Parapods, I was listening to today, and you know, or even, you know, because you can listen from paranormalradioonline.com. the front page, and Lex Wall was at the top of the player. So
in his sixth anniversary show, I talked to him the other day. I can't remember what day when it was coming up, but I know he's doing his sixth anniversary show, Beyond Ghosts, and I love that show. Just the way he does that, you know, just to read stories that he gets from all his listeners.
I know, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty, and you know, he actually played on the, you know, Sixth Sense. With his title as it scrolled across, I thought, oh, that was cute for his sixth show. But yeah, he's an interesting format that people send him and all this stuff. And I know we did have him as a guest, and
we definitely got.
I think we did ask him if he was a believer in the paranormal or not, or and he had told us his own story. You know, I couldn't tell you.
He had experiences when he was growing up in his houses, if I can remember right.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is a believer. I know he was going to go on some, and he wanted to go on some investigations.
Yeah, but he's out in Always Sunny in California, right?
Oh yeah, but yeah, I mean, Lex was a great guest. I mean, we only have one listener live right now. That's why if you're listening to the podcast, come join us live in the Paranormal Radio Online Network. Just click the live tab. We have John in there. Just a big old shout out to John at HAPS.
Hey, John.
If you can type in his website in the chat room, I'll be more than happy to list it, give it over the air. I think he typed it in earlier, but it's, you know, with Exat, it just goes, it only keeps so much.
You know, I had it up too because I watched that. He had some video, some awesome video of a black mist forming from the DVR. And I was, you know, it's interesting to watch it. It's a long track, so I kind of skipped through, John, to be honest with you. But I did see the mass. And I also was kind of interested because there was something up in the upper right-hand corner that looked kind of like, like a pumpkin head or something, but it's hard to see on this monitor because this isn't as clear as my other computer.
It's not the Headless Horseman, is it?
I don't know, maybe, but it was definitely a cool video, this mass forming, and he says the homeowner sees this black mass over their baby's crib every night.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that is. I mean, hopefully the baby's all right. You know, those are the kind of cases you got to take right away.
Yeah, exactly. He says he'd been out there 2 or 3 times also.
So, what do you think of paranormal TV lately?
Paranormal, I don't have any good TV with Comcast, so I don't really watch it. But I've been, it's interesting, that you bring that up because with Netflix, you know, once you start watching certain shows on Netflix, they start suggesting them, and a couple interesting shows that come up. Excuse me, I got a cough. See, the Ghost Labs, which I think they ran 12 episodes or 13 episodes, and now they're gone.
There seemed to be a lot of people upset that they were taken off the air.
Is that right? Yeah.
I call them groupies, I guess. You know, I'm probably going to get lambasted for that, but, you know, the groupies were upset.
Well, and then the other show that comes up, which is, I think, is no longer on the air, is, it could be because I don't have that channel. It's Chip Coffey's Paranormal Kids. I don't know if that still exists or not.
I have no idea. Never watched a show.
But I mind you, my most favorite show, and I don't have this station, so when I go over to my friend Fred's house and Mikey, I always watch it because they always have it on. But it's the Bio Channel, and they have paranormal celebrities talking. So that's really a cool show. I really enjoy that.
I've seen it on the list, but I haven't watched it. Maybe I'll have to do some homework and check that out.
Yeah, you should look at Bio, and just the celebrities just talking about their paranormal experiences as whenever that happened in their life, and they kind of reenact them a little bit. Excuse me.
You're making me cough too. we're coughing at the same time. But what about that show? It's the Haunted Object show. It seemed like it was only on for like a couple episodes, and I haven't seen it anymore.
Oh, I don't even know. Yeah. The other one, the show I've been watching is, and this is all Netflix, mind you, is the Haunting. You know, I always loved that series, so I'm trying to catch up. And it seems like I watched a bunch of them, too, and they kind of got cut. I don't know if there's more series coming out, and it's just not on Netflix yet. But then another neat show is this thing called Lost Tapes, and it all looks staged to me. So I'm trying to figure that out, if it's really people. Basically, it's people have a video camera and they catch a monster or something happens, and they find their camera or playback stuff from their camera and reenact and show this footage. So I'm not sure if the footage is staged either. So that, but it's a neat concept because they kind of like showing these lost tapes of spooky, you know, Bigfoots and all this kind of stuff.
I know they have that Finding Bigfoot show, but I don't know. I saw a show the other day and it just.
Oh, John Zaffis' new show is the Haunted Collector. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Is that still on? I didn't. You know, I only got to see a couple episodes, so I don't know if
for putting that in the chat room. You know, I've never seen that show, so I don't even know anything about it. But you saw an episode or two?
I saw an episode or two where they go in and they do an investigation and then they pull a collectible or an article from the building and then. I guess it goes in John, because I know he has a museum or something.
Oh, I just read that on the Paranormal News, that there's the first ever paranormal museum, and I didn't click on the article, I just
but
read
does it. But do they do, I mean, I don't know, I only saw a few episodes, so I mean, it seemed like it was just like any ordinary, you know, paranormal show, but it just was geared more towards they find a certain object and, you know, take the object and put it in the museum or something. That's what I got out of it, but I don't know. I haven't seen much of it, so I can't really comment on it.
Well, you got that. Before your movie, you should watch all that stuff, because you got that super package there, don't you?
No.
Versa.
No, I'm down to the top 100 on UVerse, and it sucks.
Oh, man.
And they charge still an arm and a leg, so it's going to be nice to get Dish Network. We're getting Dish Network when we go move into the house.
Yeah, some people seem to like that, huh?
I don't know. It's pricey, though. The UVerse is pricey compared. You know, I got into a back and forth today with some guy on Facebook about UVerse, and I tried to tell him the numbers and all that, and he just wouldn't listen. But, you know, each person has their own, you know.
Right, their own way, their own belief, their own thought, and that's what makes America great.
Gotta love America. God bless the USA. Yeah, and we got just real quick, John's website, if you get a chance, visit it. It's HarrisburgAreaParanormalSociety.com. I know it's kind of a long website, but check it out. Give John a check. Give him a shout-out. Send him an email. Say hi.
Yeah, John's awesome. He said he's actually going to come down to my neighborhood. You know, I'm right by Fort Mifflin, literally 5 minutes away, drive, and good friends with Lorraine down there who kind of manages that public site down there. So, John, if you let me know when you're there, maybe I could swing by, bring you something, I don't know, hot coffee or cheese. I always promise cheesesteaks.
I know, yeah. Do you follow through on the cheesesteak promise?
Never. So I'm going to promise you hot Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or something that's more manageable, because there's no place really to get a cheesesteak outside of a pizza joint nearby. And plus, cheesesteaks are expensive, man. They're like 10 bucks each now, you know?
10 bucks.
Yeah, man. This is no joke. Go through that Pat and Gino line, you're going to end up paying. And they got a separate window. I think that's so you get snowballed. So you pay like 8 bucks for a cheesesteak, and you go to the other window, get a soda and fries for another 6 bucks, and you're 15 bucks. It's like, wow.
Dang.
Yeah, that's what I said. So I kind of renege on all of them.
I take back all the cheesesteaks I promised.
Yeah, that's right. But, yeah, he said he's going there on the 5th. I don't know if that's next month. Hopefully it'll warm up. And
Monday. You can catch ghosts any time of the year.
Yeah, I agree with that. Oof. Well, the 5th is right around the corner. That's a Sunday. I don't know if that's what he's talking about. We'll find out, though.
Cool, come on by February 5th. We have the place all night.
Wow, that's awesome. All right. Should bring Lori, too. Do you know Lori? You're right, John? You talked with Lori Hall?
Hey, we can do a live show from there on the 5th.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, they don't have any internet there, so I'd have to borrow somebody's air card or something. I used to borrow one from work.
Don't you have an iPhone?
Yeah, but it's not cracked.
But you can put Skype on your iPhone, can't you?
Oh, I guess I could, yeah.
I could Skype in onto your iPhone.
Oh, and we could do video, too. Not that anyone else would see it. February 5th, that's a Sunday, John. Is that right?
I couldn't tell you. No, yeah, it is a Sunday.
All right. Oh, I keep coughing. But I see I mute mine, so it's a little bit better.
But, hey, we're gonna take about a 3 or 4 minute break here, so if you want to... grab something to eat or drink or whatever. You have to use the restroom. Me and Bill, we're going to be right back with PIR Radio. Don't forget, check us out live every Sunday night now, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come get your paranormal radio experience with Kurt and Bill. We'll be right back.
PIR Radio will be right back after these messages.
regularly scheduled program on PIR Radio.
Alrighty, we are back live with Kurt and Bill on PIR Radio on the Paranormal Radio Online Network, www.paranormalradioonline.com. Or you also you can check us out at www.pirradio.com. And I have my co-host with me, Bill Horton. You still here, Bill?
I'm still here.
Bill is still here. That's good. So hopefully you enjoyed that little song by Fundamentum, or actually it's Fundamentum by Lasime, so a great tune. Now here's what we're going to get to our this is going to be like our new like format here and all that. excuse me. Each week, you know, me and Bill, we have an outline that we follow. We're going to try to follow, and we have topics that, you know, we do some research, and you know, we want to bring up and just talk about some topics that we, you know, I think are pretty interesting, and then Bill, you know, I'll pick a couple topics, and Bill will have a couple topics, and we'll just, you know, one segment we'll talk about my subject or topic, and then, you know, the following segment we'll talk about Bill's, and you know, some days we'll have four segments with that, you know, and Bill will pick two, and I'll pick two, so I'm going to go ahead and start off tonight. I have an interesting story that I read, and I actually saw a show about this, so it's going to keep the keep, you know, the reader in like, really, come on now. So now my topic is it's about could there be a parallel world be hidden inside Earth? Is Earth hollow? And I got this story from xnews.com. That's www.xnewsnow.com. So I got this story from there, and just want to say thank you. But you know, this is what they have said, and you know, I'll give you my opinion, and we'll hear from Bill too, and they'll. But in many ways, scientists find more and more evidence to prove the existence of new dimensionals and parallel worlds. Physicists at Stanford University managed to calculate the hypothetical number of universes that were formed as a result of the Big Bang theory. According to them, the Big Bang created 101,016 universes. It is quite possible, though, that they may exist inside one another, including our planet. Therefore, there is probably another Earth hidden inside planet Earth. So is there another United States too? I have no idea. The hollow Earth theory can be traced back to ancient periods of history of human civilization. Ancient wise men believed that there was a whole underground world with its underground creatures living inside the planet. It may seem to many that it's only a primeval and naive perception of the structure of the world. In ancient Greece, there was a myth about Tartar, the ominous underground world. Philosopher Anaxagoras, Anaxagoras, I probably killed it, but oh well, 5th century AD, built a model creation made of the flat earth surrounded by the air sphere and the cloud of ether. He wrote about the existence of the parallel world with its people, cities, and even celestial bodies. If planet Earth is the center of the universe, where do these people live? Do they live underground? Hypotheses about existence of hollow space inside planet Earth appeared later as well. The theory was put forward by Galileo, Franklin, Lichtenberg, and among others. Wow, that's kind of strange. So I thought it was kind of strange that I wanted to bring that up. I saw, cause the only reason why I brought this topic up was that I saw a TV show. It was on the History Channel. I love the History Channel. I'm a history buff. And you know, if you do some Google, you can actually search on Wikipedia. You can Google this, you know, but I saw that they had a story about Bird, that Admiral Bird that was the first pilot to fly over the North Pole, and he was doing something about the South Pole. He was doing an expedition in the South Pole, and there's a conspiracy theory that he left the South Pole expedition to go do something over the North Pole, and he flew inside the hollow Earth. You can check that out on the History Channel, or you can do Google it, but I don't. My opinion when it came to this is this just like, you know, the Bigfoot theory and the UFO theory? Do they really exist? I don't know. How come, you know, you don't see much about this, you know, and a lot of people aren't bringing it up. So I just thought it was interesting. Something just informational and interesting to keep the mind going. Does it really exist? What do you think, Bill?
Well, I don't know what to think. I didn't see the show, but
it was interesting. I was like, I don't know. You know, because they were doing theories about ancient underground civilizations, like in Ecuador. in Ecuador, But and then there was another one in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico. So they were just talking about ancient civilizations and underground worlds. And could it be aliens? I don't know. I don't believe in the existence of aliens. But you know, it's always a theory, and you know, and a hypothesis.
Well, if the History Channel had on, where were their sources from? I mean, they just talked about this guy that flew around the South Pole and into this.
Yeah, they presented it as like a conspiracy theory. Like, you know, Admiral Byrd left he left the exposition in the South Pole, and he went up to the into the North Pole, and you know, he got a crew together and they took a plane and they, you know, allegedly flew into some cave that was, you know, they found in the up in the North Pole, and they were, you know, able to, you know, they were drawn in by some energy field or something to this cave, and you know, they saw a whole new civilization in the center of the Earth.
They reported that they saw this, so that's interesting that they. It's not just that they flew into a hole and you know, figured that there was another space or void. They actually saw civilizations, which is kind of critical and interesting. So I wonder why nobody else has seen this hole or void. I wonder if it was just open for a short period of time for a certain reason.
Well, they say from what I got out of it, there was many, many, like, portals. I guess you know how, you know, with paranormal-wise, you have portals to different dimensions.
Right.
Dimensions. I shouldn't say dementia. That's a medical condition. But I guess there's many different portals or something that, you know, that can lead to these underground civilizations.
Well, that's interesting. I'm not going to doubt anything, because I do believe in that we are in different. I believe the hauntings are different dimensions, but you know, they were in different dimensions, and that's why people see hauntings. But this seems to be, you know, something underneath the earth and hidden within the earth, you know?
Yeah, I don't see that this could be happening just because, you know, just the way that, with, you know, from what I gather, you know, with the volcanoes, when a volcano erupts, if the earth's hollow, where's this magma coming from, you know, when the volcano explodes?
That's true. Yeah, it's coming from somewhere, and I don't know.
You know, the core is, you know that's part of the core, I believe, is, you know, that hot magma is coming, you know, up from the core of the earth.
Yeah, but why? Why is it there, and what does it do? You know, I mean, it's always growing and shifting and changing. That's how our continents got formed, right?
Yeah, and you know, you have the ice ages, and you know, I don't know. I thought it was an interesting story to read. You can check it out on xnews.com. I thought it was interesting, but you know, if anyone has a question about it, or they know anything about it, or they want to come on to the show, you know, we welcome your opinion. I mean, we're just trying to open the door to different stories and different ideas.
I'm open to it. I'd love to go and see, because you know what? Who knows? Maybe it's the avatar inside the earth, you know?
I tried to watch that movie. That movie was weird.
No, you didn't. You couldn't. I saw it at the theater, so I had no choice but to watch it. I actually liked the graphics. You know, it was a good concept, I think.
I mean, yeah, the special effects on it was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was very brilliant. And then people tell me I should have watched it in 3D, and I don't really care for 3D that much. I'm starting to enjoy real 3D movies. That's the trade name.
But Bill, you know, we have an expedition now to the North Pole to see if the Earth is really hollow.
I think we should take a plane, though. Definitely, we shouldn't hike.
Definitely, yeah. As long as we can stay warm, you know, we can find something that's toasty, roasty.
Yeah, of course. So,
but you know, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to bring up, you know, topics, you know, read a little excerpt of, you know, from a story, and just give our opinions. If you have a, like I said, if you have a topic you want us to discuss or read about, send us an email. You can send me an email at kurt@pirradio.com. I love email. I know Bill loves email, too, at bill@pirradio.com.
So that brings us to my thing. And, you know, I thought, Kurt, what better way, since this was our first show of 2012, to bring up predictions for 2012. And here locally, ironically, I might meet Spirit Man Joe Tittleman in the reverse way of the ghost hunters, that he has a leaky drain pipe and I might go fix it. So who knows? Let's see if that happens. But he might get a real plumber. But, you know, how it goes. So that might be funny, right?
Absolutely.
So I came across his 2012 World Predictions and Celebrity Predictions from psychic medium Joseph Tittleman. And you can find this at spiritmanjoseph.blogspot.com. So it's spiritmanjoseph.blogspot.com. And he goes on to say, and it's kind of interesting, you know, predictions, generic predictions always leave me sort of like, oh, well, that could happen. I could see that, or, you know, or that makes sense. You know, it could be a tidal wave or something. So he does some of that, and then he does other stuff that actually interests me more, where there's sort of like a location, a name, a place, a date, a number. So them kind of more specifics actually hit me better and you know, or than just a generic thing. So he actually goes through 67 predictions, 17 weather predictions. He also talks about President Obama, your favorite subject, I know, Kurt, and economy, and celebrity predictions. But some of the – oh, and outside of just doing these predictions, he's also an author, and he's also has his radio show every, I believe, Tuesday night at 8 p.m. to 9:30 Eastern. So if you go to his blog spot or, sorry, to Joseph Tittleman, TITTEL.com, you can find all the stuff out.
The only bad thing is when you go to his website, the music turns on.
Oh, yeah, right. It's like, wow, what's that? Anyway, but I'm going to go through this list real fast, Kurt. You can reflect as I go through, and I'm just going to jump through some of the things that mean something to me or stuck out to me.
Okay.
You know, he said number five was significant excuse me, dates in July 2012 and July 24th of this year. And he's talked about something interesting, that the planet shifts. Here, I'll read the whole thing. July seems to be a very busy month for the world at a time when the planet shift goes into overdrive, which in turn will also launch a major volcanic eruption, one of the largest ever seen. So it's kind of interesting that we're talking about that with your inner world.
Well, I know a couple. I know just recently, I think I heard it. You hear bits about it, but I know a volcano just erupted. It wasn't a big one. I think it was in Indonesia, I believe, somewhere in that area.
Wow. I wonder if that was it. Well, he's
it was. It was just a small one, so it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't anything like he's predicting.
So that's interesting. Number nine, he said that there's actually going to be the storm of the century. He goes on to say, storm causes fury like no other, affecting several different states or countries. Storm leaves a path of destruction like never before. So, and you know, he goes on to explain. He believes it's a summer storm. So that kind of stuff, that's generic, that's vague, but he said this is going to be a big storm.
Is it going to be like a hurricane on the coast, or is it going to be in – does he pinpoint exactly what area?
He says, I can only imagine that this path of destruction would have been caused by many tornadoes at the same time or extremely strong winds. So I think it's – he doesn't say where. He just thinks it's going to be like a tornado or a hurricane or something, you know?
Well, I mean, we've been lucky, though, the states have been lucky on the last, ever since Katrina, that we haven't had really that big of a, you know, the hurricane season hasn't been, they predicted, you know, bad hurricane seasons, but, you know, like the last few years, we haven't had really a major storm come and hit the United States, which is good.
Yeah, well, we see, you know, I mean, when I talk about these winds and stuff, I always think about the farm belt when they had the storms blowing through back in the 30s or whatever with a dust bowl, you know. I don't know when that was, but I know it was back then. Number 18, he goes on to say Jackson dies is one of the headlines he keeps seeing. Not sure what Jackson this could refer to. Maybe Joe Jackson, and Joe Jackson's the singer, so I always liked Joe Jackson. He's probably a little bit before your time, huh, Kurt?
I know who Joe Jackson. I've heard the name before.
All right, awesome.
So I wonder if he's what could be Jesse Jackson.
Oh, the motorcycle guy. No. Oh, Jesse Jackson. That's a good one. The black guy, the preacher. That's pretty smart, Kurt. I can't think
of any other Jackson that's really. I mean, if he's thinking Michael Jackson already died, unless they say that he reincarnates somehow miraculously or something.
Right. No. They said Jim Morrison was still alive. You know, and I've been waiting to see him sing again, but yeah, it hasn't happened either. And then he goes on to number 20, 21. He's saying there's some breast cancer cures, good news, and prostate cancer, 21. So that's good news, really.
I mean, especially on the health front.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've come I can tell you they've come a long ways and from back in the 70s all the way to now. And, you know, granted, you know, it's taken this long, but, you know, that's medicine for you. I mean, I bet they've come a long ways, and the treatments are amazing.
No, yeah, things have changed extremely, yeah, and they can only get better. So that's kind of a vague prediction, but to say prostate and breast cancer is too specific.
That's really good. I hope he's correct on that one.
Yeah, me too. And so on to number 27. This is interesting, and I'll read the whole thing. American Airlines flight crashes on runway. Possibly 3 are injured, which is kind of a small number, right? 3?
Yeah.
Are casualties. May happen in New York, and the number 1209 is associated. The number could be a time, a flight number, or a date, maybe December 9th. So he's not sure about this 1209, but I did Google 1209 flight number, and it's actually a flight that leaves out of Philadelphia, which is interesting. So we have to look at that, you know. Oh, and he talks, number 28, he also goes on and talks again about a new cancer vaccine turns out to do more harm than good, which is interesting because he had the two other cancers that were cures, and then he has this one that's going to be a... All right, so your favorite subject, number 29, he goes on and says, I see President Obama waving out of a hospital window and gives a thumbs up. Something is going to occur early in 2012 that sends the president to the hospital. Seems to be a big news story. Jokes revolve around it. You know, sort of like Saturday Night Live and et cetera, et cetera. Causes a bit of controversy.
Even though I might not like his policies, I hope no one does anything stupid because, you know what, that's not American.
Yeah, and it's not American, yeah.
You know, if you're not happy, you know, you got to vote, you know.
Yeah, it's true. Get a vote amount. Look what they. No, I don't want to talk about. Well, I do. You know, how about your guy? They voted. They're putting him on the recall vote for the union bus.
It's stupid because if you take a look, and I'll go real quick. We can do a whole show about it. But if you take a look at the numbers, if you take a look and compare Wisconsin to Ohio, how many teachers got laid off in the state of Wisconsin?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't answer that because I don't have the information compared to. You know, they had that referendum in Ohio, and now look how many school districts have to lay off teachers because they don't have the budget to, you know.
Well, you live in Ohio, so, right?
No, I live in Illinois.
Oh, man.
And the state sucks.
Jesus Christ.
For politics.
My brother lives in Ohio.
But if you take a look at what he did, I mean, the school districts in the state of Wisconsin, most of them, I'm not saying all of them, have surplus money now. They can, you know, they can keep their teachers. They don't have to lay off any teachers. They can hire some teachers, which is good.
That is good.
I mean, you have to read the whole. I haven't read the whole bill of what exactly, you know, they. But it's going to come down to teachers' pay is going to be based on merit and not seniority. You know how well you do, which is only fair. You could have a lazy teacher, you know, be there 20 years and, you know, nothing can happen to them. Teachers need to be held responsible for, you know, teaching the future of our country, you know. They can't get away with just saying, you know, I'm a teacher, I got seniority, I get my pension. That's what a lot of the old school teachers are worried about, is their pension.
No, I agree.
I mean, I'm sure you, at your job, you have a program to where you have to get evaluated. I know at my job I get evaluated.
We have an annual review and everything else, yeah.
You know, and you're held responsible and you have standards that you have to keep. If not, I mean I know I'm union and you're union, but you know, but still you have responsibilities.
I have to perform because there's only two people in my area, so it's you know, it's not a place where you can say, well, there's 50 guys or 100 guys coming in and out, you know?
And I think it's ridiculous to waste taxpayers' dollars just because you're not happy with what's something done. You know, You can't. And is it really democracy for you to leave the state because you don't want to vote on something you don't like? And you compare it to the health care law. Yes, the Republicans did not like the health care law, but did they leave Washington, D.C. when the vote came up? No, they did not.
Right. No, I agree. You know, and that's another good topic that we should bring up, you know, because that would be a good discussion. I'm going to carry on with this, and he has number 37 here, so you can see I skipped over a lot of things. But fire in the White House is put out quickly, and the White House is aired out. So that's pretty significant, you know, because you don't hear about fires in the White House hardly ever. I mean, I don't remember.
I'm sure if there is or something in the kitchen or whatever, you're not going to ever hear anything about that.
Yeah, right, exactly. He goes on, go on to number 44. I mean, he goes on, and, you know, there's a lot of good ones here I just skipped over, but for various reasons. But lots of issues in the way of electrical power in 2012. There will be so many power issues worldwide with huge blackouts. And yeah?
Well, I can see that just in the States with the EPA, you know, standards with the most of our electrical plants are coal. And I know a lot of you know, people are against the nuclear energy too, so you're going to see a lot of nuclear power plants, you know, going offline. So what's that going to leave? You know, you got coal burning power plants, but you know they're getting shut down because of EPA standards. So you're going to see a lot of this, I believe.
No, I think you're right. Interesting. 45. Hollywood makes a huge billion-dollar announcement surrounding the movie theaters. A huge merger between the theaters and either a cable or internet-related corporation. Soon, Americans can watch newly released movies in the comfort of their own home.
That would be nice.
Late 2012 or into 2013, and I, you know, there was an interesting thing that my boy M. Night was actually against was the movie theater companies, you know, the Warner Brothers and all this and that, wanted to actually release the DVD the same day as the movie hit the screens. And the theater owners actually fought it because
Warner Brothers and whatever, they can make a killing. They can make more profit releasing the DVD the same night it goes on the movie theater.
I think this would be the same thing.
I think you would see the end of movie theaters though. But you know, if you take a look, a lot of people don't really go to the movies.
The last five movies I went to, I would say one was overcrowded or felt full.
I can say the last time that I went to a movie theater that where it was packed and they had to turn people away and force people, you know, they were having forced seating was the Empire Strikes Back digitally remastered.
Wow. Well, that's because all the geeks.
Yeah, we went to Sherlock Holmes, the new Sherlock Holmes movies, and there was tons of seats open. So they're just the prices are expensive, $10 a ticket, and then you go to the concession stand, you're looking at $15 for a popcorn and a pop. It's
I know, you're $50 for two people. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
So this is an interesting one. He had number 46. I keep seeing the Vatican smokestacks with white smoke billowing out. I can only believe that this would mean that our current pope would fall and a new one would be decided.
That's going to be the new, because if you watch Angels and Demons, you know, the black smoke means they had a vote and didn't have a consensus, right. And the white smoke means they voted someone.
Yeah, so that's interesting. We don't see if this German pope falls, right? So I go over to all the way down to 61. I skip over a lot. There's, you know, he goes on to Iran, Iraq, Philippines, satellites, you know, on and on and on, and nuclear power. I should have saved that one for you. Oh, no, this is Japan and earthquakes. He goes on to, you know, so there's a lot of good stuff there. He says Japan's going to have another earthquake in their nuclear plants. But number 61, a plane crashes over the seas with many casualties, causing controversy. He says the number is either 107 or 172. It might be a connection. He could be the number of casualties. You know, the plane could have been shot down, you know, Middle East, et cetera, et cetera.
It sounds like the psychic or medium just sees negativity. I don't want to be mean or whatever, but it seems like he's seeing people get hurt or, you know.
Yeah, it could be. A lot of them are.
Unfortunately, maybe that's the energy that he can draw into and see.
Yeah, it's true. You know, they all have their special gifts.
Or you have a homework assignment, Bill.
Huh?
You have a homework assignment.
To ask him if he sees only negativity?
To get him on the show.
Oh, no, I will. Yeah, I'm going to go fix that.
Yeah, let's get him on the show. If he does a radio show, we'd love to have him on just to talk about some of these and how he perceives that. I'd like, just to get him on.
I'm going to try to wrap this up real quick, Kirk, because I know we're going over time. 62, an old scare becomes a new reality. And this is pretty convincing. Send letters tainted with some white toxic powder, such as anthrax. So, and he goes on to talk about that. But he thinks this could happen in Arizona, New Mexico, or Nevada. But that's actually scary, because that was a very trying time for people.
Yeah.
So.
And we could have a whole show over, it started right after 9/11, so we could have a whole show over that in the truth or conspiracy.
That's true, yeah. And you know what? And the post office isn't any better. Anyway, that's another union issue. And bite my tongue because I could say some things. Anyway, number 65, Vegas goes dark. He's saying that the power goes out in Vegas. Record heat, again, could be related to the same power outage that he sees. 67 is actually the last one that he predicted. Will be a year of many truths with final... 2012 will be a year where many truths will finally be revealed. The truth about ancient people, the truth about life and planets, and the truth about Atlantis, weather manipulation, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on. But, of course, the Mayan calendar, He goes on and has, again, I'm just going to skip over, 17 weather predictions, which are not, good weather predictions. And he goes on with President Obama, which you should actually read, because he actually felt that there was something wrong with Obama. But he goes on hoping that nothing happens to Obama.
I don't wish any ill will on anyone. That's un-American. Whoever drew that would be if they were to do something like that, that's human scum and excrement. I'm sorry. You don't do that. If you don't like someone... If you don't like a politician, then you have to vote them out. If you don't vote, then it's on you.
Yeah, and you know what? Don't bitch if you don't vote. That's what they used to sing, right?
True. I mean...
All right, so he has a lot of death or celebrity predictions. Not necessarily death, but interestingly enough, the Queen, Oprah, has something go wrong with her. And I'm just going to run through these real fast. Oh, and I like this one. Donald Trump, what a complete liar he turns out to be. Interesting, right?
He's got some good points and some weird points.
And I'm skipping over all these, so I'm not giving you a whole list. So I really encourage people to go read his blog. Elton John makes a huge announcement. 2-1 positive, maybe a new tour, and then
he marries Madonna because he can't stand losing to her at the Golden Globes every time they go up against one another.
That's funny. And then Bill Cosby, possible cancer. Brad Pitt and Angela Jolie. Some news not so positive, unfortunately, revolving around their kids. And again, Jackson dies. Nancy Reagan battles some health issue, which kind of seems she's getting up there.
I thought she was diagnosed with dementia, but I could be wrong.
Oh, wow. Regis Philbin ends up with some issue to health. But he's old as the moon, too,
Yeah, but whenever a celebrity dies, they usually go in threes.
Oh, is that true?
Because, it started, let's just say, it could be any, Joe Paterno died, That's another long story. But, will there be other, Well, Etta James, that jazz lady, died.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah.
And then Joe Paterno, so who's going to be the third?
I was actually saving that for the last, because he did write Joe Paterno, but we already knew in December. So he made these predictions on January 1st, so we already knew Joe Paterno.
Yeah, but that one, I would say you can't count that one, because everyone knew back in December that he had lung cancer.
Right, exactly. But interestingly enough, when they kept saying on the news that he had the curable form of lung cancer, which kind of was an oxymoron, I thought.
Were they being truthful about it, though?
Right.
If they said it's curable, then why,
Yeah. He goes on to say about Joe Paterno, a large memorial is erected, of course, all this due to the stress of the case against his friend, a child molester who faces a long prison sentence, which I could see happening. Do not be surprised if something happens to his life as well, possibly suicide, or even possible that someone intentionally takes his life, which makes sense if he goes to prison for this evil man. because they don't look fairly on these child molesters. So I said Regis Philbin, Betty White, who I thought was already dead, but, you know, that's his last prediction.
I hope Betty White don't die.
I didn't realize she was still alive. I don't know how old she is now, but she might be... she might have a fall, he says. Balance issues. All right. Well, that was pretty good. I thought he covered a lot. I mean, his document, I printed it out.
He sounds like very interesting. We'll have to get him on the show and just have a chat with him real quick, you know.
I encourage people to go look at his YouTube pages because actually, Kurt, you'll find it interesting. He was on some show back maybe 5 years ago that was psychic prediction. So, neat concept. These guys would take these psychics to a location, four or five of them, and they'd have detectives or somebody that knew something about what happened, and they would run them through there one at a time and then rate these psychics for facts that they found right. And he got the highest scores on the one episode I saw.
Cool.
So that's really cool. Like, absolutely. He knew what... You know, where they didn't come in the front door, came in the back door. He said they were on the porch. He had all these clues right. There was a knife. He knew, like, all these things that, you know, that were... I mean, it wasn't like a big-time case that was all nationwide. I don't even know what state it was, but they shipped all these psychics down there, and he did the best. So it was an interesting show, interesting concept. I guess you can run out of psychics real quick, though, you know?
True. I mean, there's a lot of them out there, though. I mean, a lot of them are coming out, you know, more and more as it's becoming more acceptable.
No, I agree, you know. Well, Kurt, I think that does it for my psychic prediction. I would love to see more about psychic prediction because things that are specific to a location and a date or a person holds more weight than saying, oh, there's going to be a flood, you know, because we all know on December 21st, 2012, there's going to be a flood anyway, so that's kind of...
A flood of snow.
No, I thought the magnetic poles shifting and all this... We got to get that story straight. Work our way up to that.
The hollow earth is coming out. All the digging has stopped. Earth is hollow now, and all that has to come somewhere. Go somewhere.
I think we need to... I think we need... Each week, we need to find another terror about 12/12/2012 or 12/21/2012 and announce it each week to keep up on the scare factor for this date.
And the 2012 terror.
Awesome. There you go. 2012. We should have people call in with what they know about 2012 and what's going to happen. That's
a new thing. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a jingle for that, though. I'll figure something out. Give me about a week or two.
And then we're all going to die, Kurt, you know. Oh, wait, I think you're safe where you are, right?
I hope so.
Because you're far enough inland. I'm coming to join you, man.
Okay, we have an extra room.
All right, good. In a new house?
Yep.
Awesome.
But, hey, this was fun. I can't believe we're back. PIR Radio's back.
It's awesome.
So hopefully everyone enjoyed this show. If you want to be a guest on PI Radio and have a come on for an interview, you know, contact us. Check us out, PIRradio.com. There's a contact us button, or you can email me at KURT@PIRradio or Bill@PIRradio. We'd love to have you on. As we both, you know, have a cough, unfortunately. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to cough in the microphone. Check us out. Podcast will be up later. We're going to post it on the Podomatic site. Then we also have a new site. We're fixing up, so once we get that on the website and all that, we'll get into more details. It's from Loud Blog. It's pretty cool. I like it. I really like it. So, and it doesn't limit us on our numbers like Podomatic does.
It's just hard getting away from that Podomatic right now because, you know,
with the iTunes. But you know what? If we have to start over, we have to start over. But that's,
well, iTunes. But I know that a lot of the other sites are tied into
Podomatic.
Right.
That RSS feed, so
yeah.
But it, you know, once we hit our limit though per month, it's it slows down to a trickle. So, but we'll have another outlet. We're getting that fixed. We're getting that worked on. So you know, we're all about being economical here at PIR Radio. So we like to be economical. But you know, we we need to get off the air here soon. We've gone over, but you know what? It's been fun. I know it's been really, really fun, especially talking about those predictions. I mean, we could go about 3-4 hours on predictions. You know.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to get Joe Tittle on here.
Yeah, well, I want him to do a reading on you and then a reading on me, just to see.
You know, he does do that. So everyone should go see josephtittle.com, but he does have a weekly show and. In the middle of the page there, and he does do readings on the air, and I did listen to him 1 week. Oh, I know why. I'm always out Tuesday nights, so I can't be there to listen if I'm out, so that's why I always miss him.
But do you have anything else before we get off the air, Bill?
No, I hope this cold goes away by next week. I mean, I had it for like 8 days, and I'm tired of it.
Damn cold. Go away. I predict it'll be gone in the next day or two.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. It's like, belief. I believe you.
I'm not very psychic, though. I'll admit that.
But we'll find out next week if my cold effect went away on Monday.
Yes, we will. But if you don't have anything, I don't have anything else. We're glad that we're back. I'm happy. I'm excited. And don't forget to join us live. I know our website probably says Monday nights, but we're moving to Sunday nights just because it's easier for myself and Bill because of work and all that. But join us live every Sunday night now, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.paranormalradioonline.com. You click the live button, and you can join us in the chat room. Love to have you in chat room and listen to us live. We'll have fun. And P.S., we have fun in chat, and we don't ban anyone. Right, Bill?
No banning.
Because we have fun. But if not, we're going to get out of here. Alrighty, Bill. We're out of here.
Paranormal and other.
I know. It's been a while since we've done the outro. I can't remember exactly how we did. I forget how we did that. You know, you always had... You had some Keep It Paranormal or something like that.
Right. And you had your own.
My Paranormal Radio Experience.
That's right.
We'll get it together. We're still a little rusty, but we'll get it back together, you know?
Yeah, it was a good show. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it, too. So we'll be back next week live. Good night, everyone.
Till next week. See ya.
Thank you for listening to PIR Radio. Come back every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.